turned out James and I had two classes and lunch together. Mr. Gardner let us out a few minutes early so I could show him around. We were walking down the main hall when I saw it. It was just a flicker, but it was there. Like a horror movie where the ghost suddenly appeared behind the hero and scared the crap out of everyone. That was kind of what the flicker looked like. Except it sort of faded in and out. One second it was there, and the next it wasn't. James, Mr. Nice Smile, had a spirit clinging to him. As if things weren't weird enough. I kept my eyes forward and tried not to pay attention to it. Experience had taught me that if I did, it would notice and start interacting with me. And I'd like to at least make it to lunch before James ran screaming. We had plenty of time for that. Speaking of which, once I got past the, "Oh dear God, this beautiful human being is talking to me" thing, James seemed like a genuinely nice guy. Not that it'd matter once Penny got her claws into him, but it was nice to pretend. Oh well. And that's the media center. I waved at our sad excuse for a library in true dramatic fashion. It made James smile again, so it was worth it. I think that's it. If anyone tries to tell you there's a pool on the roof, don't believe them. That got a laugh. I'll keep that in mind. The bell rang, and he looked at his schedule again. So 104 is that way? He pointed in the right direction. Yep. See you around? Sure. He moved to leave, and then suddenly turned back. Hey, Nate. I was still standing in front of the media center like an idiot, totally not watching him walk away. Yeah? Thanks. He gave me a smile and walked off. My cheeks heated again. I needed to work on my poker face if I didn't want to embarrass myself in some horrifying way before the day was over. What was I doing? The bell rang again. Damn it. My resolve to not think about James and his perfect hair lasted until lunch. It wasn't my fault, though. It was his. I was sitting alone in the back corner of the cafeteria at my usual table when he plopped his tray down and sat with me, like it was nothing. It startled me so much, I almost knocked over my chocolate milk. Sorry, didn't mean to scare you. James pushed his glasses up on his nose and looked at me from under that flop of blonde hair. I very cleverly wiped the chocolate milk from where it had sloshed on my wrist. Smooth, that's me. I was about to say something completely awkward but was saved for myself by the appearance of Penny and her flunkies at our table. Oh God, here we go. Hi, James. Penny's saccharine sweet voice made my teeth hurt. To James's credit, he did look kind of annoyed at the interruption. It made me like him even more. Hello. Penny, was it? He gave her a small smile, but I could tell he was being polite. Penny didn't bother looking at me. I didn't exist on her planet, much less in the cafeteria. Oh, you remembered. How sweet. I couldn't stand her. Her and her flippy hair and stuff. She was pretty, I'd give her that. I could appreciate something beautiful, even when it was rotting inside. She had great hair and a great body, but it didn't save her from being an awful person. I didn't think anything could do that. Oh God, she was still talking. Why don't you come and sit at our table so we can get to know you better? There it was. The invitation to the popular club. It had been fun while it lasted. No thanks, I'm good. James was still giving her that polite smile, and more importantly, he wasn't getting up. Why wasn't he getting up? Ugh, now Penny gives me her attention. If looks could kill.
Really? Because all I see here is a crazy freak. Trust me, you don't want to get too close. It might be catching.
I tried not to react, really, but it still stung even when the person lashing out was an idiot. I drew up my shoulders defensively and forced myself to sit up straight, but it was too late. He already seen it.
I saw confusion in his eyes and decided to make it easy for him. I'm done. I'll see you later. I didn't wait for an answer. Just dumped my tray and left. The library was always a good place to hide.